Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It can only be one thing. It is Super Bowl night, baby. This is the night when all Americans gather in front of the TV like one extended family to watch the premiere of Tracker. Tracker, he's a human air tag. Also, the football game. And what a game it was. For the second time in Super Bowl history, we went to extra innings. So, I think we all know the real winners were CBS ad sales. In overtime, San Francisco got the ball first and put it through the uprights for 3 points. And between the two teams, is this true? They kicked 7 field goals in this game. I'm sorry, but since when has football played with the feet? Then, Kansas City got the ball back and would lose the game if they did not score. And you could hear sphincters snapping shut all over the Midwest. But Patrick Mahomes drove the Chiefs down the field for this game-winning score right there. Boom. Come on. Wow. Finally. Come on out.
Hey, come on.
Fantastic. Finally, something good happened for Taylor Swift. Now, in the lead-up to the game, Taylor's beau, Travis Kelce, arrived dressed like a sparkly trash bag. Oh, also, before the game started, right? Before the game started, Homeland Security showed a bunch of counterfeit merchandise they had seized, okay? Which is too bad, because I, for one, was looking forward to getting a T-shirt celebrating Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chorfs. Go Chorfs. There was also a big betting opportunity during the commercials, and it involved retired tight end and gym teacher whose sex ed presentation just got really uncomfortable, Rob Gronkowski. You see, Gronk has been appearing in an ad called the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 2, where fans could place $5 bet on whether he will make it or miss a field goal. Well, today was the big day. Gronk lined up the kick and missed wide right. Okay, it's embarrassing, but not as embarrassing as doing that in the helmet they normally serve ice cream in. We also got our first look at the trailer for Wicked Part 1. Yeah, yeah. Which is why at your Super Bowl party, that one nephew who doesn't care about the game suddenly started screaming and needed a minute to collect themselves. First half did not have a lot of action. It was almost an hour into the game before we got our first glimpse of Taylor celebrating a long completion by Kansas City. But then the Chiefs immediately fumbled, and Travis Kelce was seen yelling in frustration at Coach Andy Reid. I'm a pretty good lip reader, Jimmy. Put that back up. I think he was saying, "You're embarrassing me in front of my girlfriend. Jeez Louise." Say Jeez Louise. Did I get that right?
Jeez Louise. Yeah.
Even though her boy toy was angry, Tay-Tay still had some fun. At one point, she was caught chugging her beer on the Jumbotron. Okay. Hey, please have fun, Taylor, but please make sure you have a designated driver for your private jet. Then the NFL tweeted her beer chug, accompanied simply with the word, icon. If that's what makes you an icon, then my Aunt Rita is an iconaholic. But, hi, Rita. There were, as usual, there were a lot of great ads. Even Martin Scorsese directed an ad for Squarespace. Or Squareface. Scorsese is the most brilliant director to do a Super Bowl ad since Ingmar Bergman's 1984 ad for Wendy's.
Rädd för att bli bunden. Rädd för att komma bort från teatern. Rädd för smärta. Rädd för att dö. Rädd för kropp. Men hela tiden spelar det roll.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Sven. There was also ads featuring the biggest celebrity of all, the Lord, who was featured in two spots from the He Gets Us campaign. And He Gets Us, I think, is so appropriate because we all remember that quote from the Sermon on the Mount, I'll get you. I'll get you if the last thing I do. Your little dog, too, I think he says at one point. Language app Duolingo bucked the celebrity trend with this just 5-second ad. Yes, it looks weird, but his ass is now fluent in Spanish. Okay, the score was 10-3 at halftime when we were treated to an amazing performance by Usher. The theme was, help, I'm trapped in a jack-o'-lantern. Usher sang so many of his hits, like, who cares what he sang? Look at those abs, baby! Bare nipples at the Super Bowl halftime show? CBS is back, baby! All is forgiven. It was a great performance by Usher. He was joined by some incredible artists, including Alicia Keys, Ludacris, Her, and Lil Jon. How would you rate your performance, Lil Jon?
What?
I said, how would you rate your performance?
Okay!
He's his own harshest critic. But...
what?
Maybe the biggest news from the halftime show is how little it pays to be in it. Because while it does offer extraordinary levels of exposure, the gig comes with a $0 paycheck. Lil Jon, your thoughts?
What?
After halftime, the game bogged down in a slow defensive back and forth, but the big news is that Verizon released an ad featuring Beyoncé, and moments after it aired, she announced a country-themed Renaissance Part 2 album. Wow, that is incredible. I cannot wait for the album to drop. I'm a huge fan. But I do have to say, announcing your album during the Super Bowl has real getting engaged during your sister's baby shower energy. Now, the stakes were not just high out on the field. This Super Bowl set a record for betting, with 1 in 4 Americans betting on the game, to which Americans responded, 1 in 4? I like those odds. Where's the ATM? No, I'm good. I'm due to pay out. Gamblers also bet on the length of the national anthem, with an over-under of 90.5 seconds. Now, technically, and I just found this out, betting on the national anthem is illegal here in the United States, which is why DraftKings and FanDuel only allowed it for Canadian bettors. Hey, Canadians, bet on your own national anthem. And take the under on how many people know the words. Oh, Canada. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Is that it? Is that it? Is the chicken to China, the Chinese chicken? You're having some stick in your brain starts clicking? Gambling ads were all over the broadcast tonight. One for the sports book BetMGM featured Vince Vaughn, Wayne Gretzky, and a whole lot of Tom Brady. And you know, after his crypto ad, you got to respect Tom's dedication to helping your uncle lose the rest of his money. Now, if any of you out there, if you actually really want to go to the game itself live, experts say this was the priciest Super Bowl ever, with some tickets on sale for $100,000. It's a lot, but of course, the memories will last a lifetime, unless you're one of the players. Now, if you're upset... If you're... What? If you're upset that your team lost tonight, you may be part of a growing trend. Angry football fans who keep punching their TVs. This is true. Let's go to the highlights, Jim.
Hey! Oh, my God!
But but I don't want my audience out there destroying the device they use to watch my show. And now you won't have to, thanks to our new sponsor.
Such a second and eight throw. Incomplete.
No!
Is your sports season being ruined by a loved one who can't handle it when their team loses? Tired of cleaning up shrapnel, not being able to watch your shows, and what about the cost?
There's gotta be a better way.
Introducing the Samsung Punchable TV, the first fully plush, rage-resistant flat screen that is safe to punch, club, stab, knee, headbutt, slam, chew, drive over with a car, or hurl from a building into a dumpster, leaving you to enjoy your leisure time in peace.
You're doing great, honey!
Punchable TV works no matter what brings you to the game.
Where's Taylor? She was supposed to be in the box with Blake Lively!
And it's not just for sports.
You gotta remember.
Where's Niles?
It's not a real reboot without Niles!
Plus, Punchable TV saves you from having to address the root cause of your aggression.
I wish I had more male friends.
The Samsung Punchable TV, because you have no male friends.
I didn't say that! Shut up!
The Samsung Punchable TV. Get yours before the 2024 election.
Early exit polling results.
We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Jon Stewart.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Folks, you know, it is Super Bowl Sunday. We've got a huge audience, a show packed full of incredible guests, which means now is the perfect time to walk you through the recipe for my patented 7-layer dip, okay? Bottom layer, crushed up fluorescent tubes. Now I'm sorry, I don't know what that's about. Second layer, mercury from old, what? Jim, what the hell is going on down there?
I'm sorry.
Hold on, everybody. I gotta do the thing. John, please. Everybody, please have a seat. John, I'm doing the... John, what are you doing here?
Well, you know, I've obviously lived under your desk ever since I left The Daily Show.
I know that. Of course I know that. But why are you interrupting the show right now?
Well, you may have heard there's some exciting news that...
Exciting news? Hold on. If there's exciting news, let me just get a mouthful of water first. Hold on.
Starting tomorrow, I am going to be back hosting The Daily Show.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, you just followed it.
I just followed it, yeah.
You followed that.
I did.
Oh, that's
I did.
Interesting.
I thought it was going to
be... I thought you were going
to. That's amazing. Jon Stewart hosting The Daily Show at 11 p.m. on Comedy Central. Yeah, we're going to watch every weeknight, right, everybody?
Yeah. Very kind of you. Very kind of you.
Yes, yeah.
Actually, there's one more piece of news.
One
you
more piece of...
Take a big sip
another
of water
sip of water, okay.
You go there. I'm only doing it on Mondays. Is it?
Okay. Okay. Only Mondays. That's interesting. But, John...
Yeah!
John, you...
Okay! What? Who?
John, you famously hate Mondays and love lasagna.
That's Garfield.
Okay.
Look, the point is, I've got to move out of this desk and back underneath the Daily Show desk. I probably shouldn't have picked while you were taping. That was probably suited of me.
Well, do you have the keys? Do you have the keys back?
Oh, gosh, yes. Here, let me go down there and get your, here, your keys.
Thank
back.
You very
there
much, you all. Yeah, that's all. That sounds like all of them. There you go. All right.
But look, you've been awfully nice to me. Thank you so much.
You're my friend.
This has been great. Yeah. So this is goodbye. So
wait, John. Wait, no.
No, stop.
John,
stop.
No.
Stop. No.
John, no. John,
stop.
Listen, John.
Stop.
You can't just leave.
Stop.
You can't. No.
Stop.
No. John, you can't.
I
just...
have to move on.
No,
Steven.
No. I'm fine with you moving on. I mean, you can't leave until I inspect your living space. Otherwise, I'm not going to give you back your security deposit.
That's reasonable. Let's go.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Okay, I'll take my water with me. Should I take the water with me?
Sure, take the water with you. On there.
Okay.
Just watch out when you... Watch out for the ladder. Don't step on the... Oh. God. That's a drop.
Wow. Mm. I like what you've done to the place.
I did not do anything to the place.
Yeah, that's what I like. Hey, what's that scratch on the wall?
Those were here before.
Well, this all looks good.
Great.
I was afraid you'd try to bring down one of your rescue animals, you know, and violate the condo's strict no llama policy.
Now, Stephen, I'm a grown man. I'm not going to betray your trust.
I know that.
Bring down some llama, for God's sake.
I believe you. You know why I believe you? Because you even have a book over here called How Not to Hide Your Llama by Jon Stewart. I want to read that.
I would not touch...
I knew it! You're not getting your security deposit back, Stuart.
What?
Mr. Llama Hider.
That is so not true. I was not hiding a llama. In fact, this is not a llama. This is an alpaca.
Oh, really?
Do you know the difference between an alpaca and a llama?
No, I don't.
Then this is definitely an alpaca.
Okay, well, then here's your security deposit.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. So helpful. These guys are so expensive to feed.
Well, I guess this really is goodbye, John.
Yeah. We had fun, though, didn't we?
We sure did.
There is one more thing, Stephen, and it's a bit of a surprise.
Really? Well, you know how surprises make me thirsty, John. Excuse me one second while I just...
Please.
...get a glass of water here and wet my whistle.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're my best friend.
What do I put there?
John Stewart, everybody. You can see him back on The Daily Show tomorrow. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.